You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, March 21st. It's a changing of the guards at NCL.
I have decided to step down as president and CEO as of June 30th.
Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings CEO Frank Del Rio yesterday morning announcing his departure from the company this coming June. Harry Sommer, the current NCL brand president, will fill the vacancy. Del Rio said his decision was, quote, a personal one made with the love and support of my family, and that, quote, the timing is right. Frank has been president and CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings since 2015 and was the most compensated executive in the cruise industry, bringing in $36.4 million during the cruise industry shutdown in 2020, while the company suffered a net loss of $4 billion that year. Enjoy your retirement, Frank. And after switching back to in-person muster drills in January, Norwegian Cruise Line is reversing its decision yet again. The line said that it'll be going back to e-muster drills starting April 1st. Now, not all ships will immediately switch at the start of the month, but the change will be rolling through the entire month, depending on the ship. Norwegian didn't say why it's going back to e-muster, but guest feedback is likely the big reason. NCL Holdings' other two brands, Oceania and Regent, have not indicated that they're moving away from in-person mustering quite yet. Disney Cruise Line is still operating the traditional muster drill where you line up before sail away. And finally, Costa Venezia has arrived at the Navantia shipyard in Cadiz, Spain for her transformation into a Carnival ship. Late last week, Costa Cruises handed the ship over to Carnival during a ceremony. The ship will be part of Carnival's new Carnival Fun Italian-style product, which mixes the Italian features of some of the ship with some of Carnival's favorites, like the Seafood Shack, Serenity, Sundeck, and the Waterworks Aqua Park. In dry dock, the ship will receive the new livery that mixes Carnival and Costa's colors, including that bright yellow Costa funnel. In June, Carnival Venezia will be sailing from New York City, operating voyages to the Caribbean, Bermuda, and the Canada-New England region. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 1%, 8.61. Royal Caribbean down 1%, 61.35. And Norwegian down 1.7%, 12.37. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.